You know, one of our big concerns, few of the candidates had much to say about how young people were affected by these issues as stakeholders, let alone solutions, especially the housing one, because our worries as young people is that it's gotten to the point now that there's so many people that are facing affordable housing issues in this community that, you know, any of these new developments aren't going to do much to help young people right now that are looking for immediate housing.
It's so intimidating and overwhelmed for young people to get involved, not only by the local government and all that, but also by the older generation, because I would not say that we get welcomed with open arms in any sense. We come together as a whole and solve these issues, or our community is not going to keep thriving.
It's not just on politicians. I really want to reiterate that, because people around here love to complain, you know, young people too. And you can't be a community of complainers when less than half of the community votes. 48% is not good. Not good in a community with the type of issues we have, the stakeholders we have, the complaining that happens here, the division that happens here. It's just not right. And it's the common argument you hear every year that young people don't vote. It's a personal goal of ours to change that. And we're going to stay loud, stay proud, we're going to stay
engaged
with young people in this community to do there. But our goal, one, allow young people to treat it as a bigger stakeholder in municipal issues. Two, get there by creating a more informed youth voting population.